Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to Becker's Dental and DSO Review podcast series. I'm Gabrielle Mason, assistant editor with Becker's, and I'm so excited to be joined by Ken Cooper, CEO of North American Dental Group. Ken, thanks so much for being here with us today.
It's great to be here, Gabby. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'd love to dive right into our conversation here. Ken, could you just briefly tell us about yourself and some of your experiences in the dental industry?
Yeah, happy to. So I started my career in finance. I was a stockbroker right out of school. And I think I learned some great lessons of within the and in that environment. But my career really changed when I met a dentist in 2007 that was looking for some help in buying out his partner who was retiring that year. It was a favor to a friend of how I really stumbled into the dental industry. And through that engagement of trying to help that, you know, single practicing dentist buy out a retiring partner, based on my days as a stockbroker back in the early 1990s, I did, just out of curiosity, do a little bit of diligence on the industry. And there was two public companies back then. And so I had the opportunity to explore those two public companies using my previous career as a way to diligence that and trying to help create a business plan for him to buy out his partner. And what I found was really wonderful and exciting that the dental industry was at the very early stages of what would be considered consolidation, where a lot of opportunities within a central support structure to modernize and support this industry were becoming very clear and relevant in terms of the industry's ability to move forward, to be more patient-centric and quite frankly, more dentist-centric. And so through my research and my help helping that single dentist, it was an opportunity to really get involved in the industry. And so through that relationship, again, it was really just a favor to a friend of helping a dentist out. I was able to find a pathway to start supporting other dentists in what started in Ohio. We were in a suburb of Youngstown, Ohio. And so that is where my career started in this industry. That would be back in 2007. And then from 2008 forward, really the beginning pieces of North American Dental Group were built. It was built on a foundation of recognizing that the dentist is our customer, really supporting them, removing all of the non-clinical services or many of the non-clinical services, such as finance and accounting and HR and IT and tech support, all of the things that would allow the dentist to really focus on, you know, a better patient experience, a better clinical outcomes, and all of the things that they really strive to be and become best in class. And so in addition to that, I would add that in 2010, I met my partner, Dr. Andrew Matta, who is my co-founder of North American Dental Group. And that's really when, you know, my experience elevated to the next level. And I really got to understand what it is that a strategic partner, like a DSO does for a group of dental partners. And so, you know, that was the turning point of finding, you know, a like-minded provider, dentist, Dr. Matta, to really create the same kind of processes and standardization that I was doing on the administrative side to support these dentists. He was starting to create on the clinical side and bringing those two pieces together and really co-leading the organization was the genesis of North American Dental Group. And that's really how we continue to operate today. Is strong administrative supporters, supporting great clinicians, and both of those two things supporting a tremendous patient experience. And that's the really the overview of North American Dental Group and my entree into the industry.
That's such a fascinating perspective to come from as a stockbroker into dental. And just looking how far things have come for North American Dental Group. You mentioned in 2010, you met Dr. Matta. When was NADG founded?
Well, we founded as it sits today, North American Dental Group went through several iterations. You know, I had an early company. Dr. Andrew Matta had an early company. We brought those companies together in 2010, and we were operating as Refresh Dental for the first few years. And I would say it was the early. It's probably been about 10 years ago now that we moved it all to North American Dental Group. As we started bringing in other group founders. So there was a point in time in that history where we recognized that these small and mid-sized groups, just like us at the time, were really flourishing. We recognized a big shift in the industry from, you know, dentists graduating school and looking to go kind of hang their shingle and open a single location to dentists graduating school and saying, hey, I want to start and operate a group. And, you know, group being a very general term in terms of there's groups that have two locations and there's groups that have 1,000 locations. And so at the time, though, there were groups that had two locations and groups that, you know, back then that had maybe 250 locations were the largest we had. So we saw this massive shift towards the dentist mindset of, hey, I didn't go to school just to have a single location and be a dentist. We started seeing many entrepreneurial dentists say, I want to operate a group. And so around 2012, Andrew and I moved towards a group affiliation model, which is what we operate today, where we really, if you ask what our differentiator is among the other DSOs out there, I would say that we really focus on finding strong entrepreneurial group founders in new markets and then affiliating with them and helping support their growth. That's our model. I think other, you know, other DSOs may focus on, you know, de novos, or they may focus on single, you know, single acquisition or affiliation models. We've really pioneered our model to be number one at group affiliation. So if there's a highly entrepreneurial, successful group founder that might have anywhere from two or three up to, you know, 100 locations out there, the idea is to, you know, really embrace that, embrace their entrepreneurial spirit, the mission, vision, purpose that they created that group for, allow that to plug into our larger infrastructure, and then empower them to grow in their respective regions. And again, just support through administrative services on my side, and then on Andrew's side, really help elevate the clinical standardization and the clinical side of the business to, you know, be best in class from a, you know, patient outcomes. One of our true goals is in integration of oral health. We want to be able to measure outcomes. We want to be able to show that the group model at its highest and best use can not only free the dentist from administrative burden, but also create better patient outcomes, both experience as well as actual clinical outcomes. And so we're really working hard to be able to measure those outcomes. And that's a big piece of our DNA at NADG is to be able to support what we're saying as far as what does best in class really mean? Well, it means that through standardization, through best in class mindset, you can actually bring a group of doctors together that elevate each other to have superior clinical outcomes.
Definitely. And, you know, you're talking a lot about North American Dental Group's growth strategy. So what would you say is one key tenet of that growth strategy?
Yeah, I would say it's identify and empower entrepreneurial group founders to continue their journey. We look at a partnership with NADG as the beginning of the next phase of their career versus a buyout. We don't do any buyouts at NADG. You know, we're not the right partner for that. Our group founders become partners. They become equity stakeholders in our business. And we exist purely to empower them to accelerate their both administrative and clinical, you know, best practices.
I definitely appreciate that differentiation from other DSOs. You know, I think sometimes people they lump all DSOs together, and all DSOs are certainly not the same. So
agreed. I think you hear this all the time, but if you've seen one, you've seen one. They're all very unique. And I do agree that we oftentimes get lumped together. And by the way, there's wonderful, wonderful other models out there. I'm a big fan of what some of my peer CEOs are doing. I think it works really well for them. And so, you know, in our case, this is what we do really well. And we've become number one in the market at small to mid-sized group affiliation. And that's really kind of our thing. That's our differentiator. But again, super proud of many of my peers and what they've built, and they're just tremendous at what they do. So I have a deep respect for the industry as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. Each one has their own niche and they're great at what they do. One thing that everyone has faced, though, has been COVID. So what's one way the pandemic has changed the way North American Dental Group has operated?
You know, that's a great question. It's so multifaceted and complex, but I'll try my best to distill it into some kind of core themes here. I think number one, it taught us to be highly resilient. It taught us to communicate at a higher level. I think it elevated our empathy, quite frankly. I think we train on empathy at NADG. We train on being vulnerable leaders and being empathetic towards each other, towards our patients, really trying to walk in each other's shoes and our patients' shoes. But this was a chance. I mean, this was, a human crisis that we all faced, 100-year event of a human crisis. And so, like, just getting to the root of that and understanding the psyche of what everyone was going through and still going through today, and connecting and relating, and being genuine and authentic. And hey, we don't have all the answers. We don't know what's next, but we're in this together, and let's support each other and just be our very best for ourselves, for our patients. And I could not be more proud of the organization and how they navigated it. I know you're asking me for one key theme, and I'm giving you my whole view on it, but I got to tell you, like, there's been so many silver linings within the crisis, of at least within our organization, of how we've approached things differently. And I think it's really accelerated our mindset shift towards, what's possible. So I, as much as I am saddened by what we've all gone through over the last, 14, 15 months, there's been so many opportunities to improve and just see and embrace these silver linings and grow together. And so I would say our biggest learning from all of this is really, really accelerating our empathetic approach to each other in patient care, and just elevating the industry. This was an opportunity. I think dentistry at the onset was really downgraded to maybe not necessary, was the mindset of some of the bureaucracy that was taking place. And I think many of us said, hey, no, that's not accurate. Like, we're healthcare providers. I know my dentists and my teams that I support are healthcare providers. We were in the trenches, making sure the emergency rooms didn't have, unnecessary dental visits. These guys and gals were masking up, and they were going in and putting their life at risk for their communities. And again, I think this was a great opportunity as an industry to rise up and say, wait a minute, we are essential. We are essential healthcare, and we need to be in the mix here. And I'm again proud of not only our organization, but all of our industry for really taking on that challenge and doing some amazing humanitarian things within it.
Yeah, I think if anything, the pandemic has really brought to the forefront the vitality of dental services, and I think that transparency and authenticity from your group and other group just across the board in the industry and beyond has been really a key to success for a lot of businesses and just relationships with employees and employers. Lastly, Ken, what's one piece of leadership advice you wish you knew at the start of your career?
Well, as you now know, I'm a talker, right? So if you ask me a question and I ask me one thing and I give you 10. So I haven't learned the art of this completely yet, but I listen, listen more and talk less. I'm obviously in an interview, so I'm talking more right now, but when it comes to my founders, my group founders, my partners, the organization as a whole, what I've learned is that you need to listen more and talk less. We are so blessed to have 35 group founders out there that have built amazing businesses in their respective regions and communities. And they really are amazing at what they do. They're very patient-centric, team-centric. And I think our best lessons learned are when we recognize, really just how talented our teams are, and just empower them and get out of their way and let them do what they do best, and support them and give them, inspire them and give them, the tools to be even more successful, whether it be upgrading technology or just better support services in general, and just knowing how to support them at a higher level. So I would say, again, long-winded way to say, listen more, talk less. The affiliates in NADG really have a very clear vision of how they want to serve their communities. And I think it's our number one goal is to listen and learn from them and then figure out how to support them at a higher level. That's the one thing. If I could rewind the clock and through all of my, 25 plus years of business experience, listening is so key when you're in a service industry, and we are 100% service industry.
Absolutely. Good listeners make good leaders. Yep. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Ken, for joining us and for your time and insight today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Gabby, and really proud of what you guys are doing as well in the industry. Thank you guys for all you do to, you know, keep dental top of mind and focused and really sharing and celebrating the great stories out there. Appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you. That means a lot. And listeners, you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.